It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Michael Hill. There's still music in the air here at WNYC, with all of its annual public song project in full swing. For a second straight year, we're asking listeners to put their spin on works released in the public domain. Joining us once more is Olivet producer Simon Close. He's back to give us an update on the public song project and tell us more about how we can all get involved. Simon, a lot of folks excited about this. Glad you're back with us. Tell us how this has come along since you were last here.
Well, thank you for having me, Michael. I'm excited to be back. It's going along pretty well. We've got a few weeks left. May 12th is the submission end date for people to send in their songs. A quick recap of how the project works. We're inviting anyone to cover a song or make a song adaptation out of a work of art, literature, film that's in the public domain. So if you send that in to us by May 12th, you'll have a chance to be featured on WNYC and get your song played. And your song will be collected into this big compilation of music from other submitters, including listeners and professional musicians, too.
Now, I understand you have some pretty big news to announce about what comes next for the Public Song Project.
Yeah, we've got some things in the works for how we're putting out all these songs, but I'm able to tease that there's an event in the works for the Public Song Project as part of Lincoln Center's Summer for the City series.
Wow.
Members of the public as well as professional musicians will get to be involved in that, so stay tuned for more info.
Well, congratulations on that. That's
Thank
exciting.
You.
All right, people still have more than a month left to submit to the project, as you said. What advice do you have for folks looking for ways to contribute?
One really good place to check out resources is your local library. And we have some links on our homepage, which is wnyc.org/public song project, to various library systems around New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut. So the New York Public Library, for instance, has a recording studio. They also have lots of sheet music that you can check out in the public domain. The Brooklyn Public Library offers a free musical instrument lending library, so you can take out a new musical instrument. That's what one of our winners did last year. Alice Lee picked out a banjo from the Brooklyn Public Library. And in Connecticut, there's the Westport Library. New Jersey has the East Brunswick Public Library, the Newark Public Library. I believe all of those have some kind of recording and mixing studios, so, and other resources to check out.
I did not know that, Simon. That's fantastic. Now, we're talking about music, Simon, so give us an idea of some of the contributions that you've received.
Sure. I'm going to start with one that the folk musician, banjo player, Rhiannon Giddens sent in for us. This is a song called I'm a Little Blackbird Looking for a Bluebird. It comes from around 1924, I think, and it was the signature song of Florence Mills, who was a kind of pioneering black vaudeville performer. And I'm a Little Blackbird comes from a musical review that she was a part of later on called Blackbirds.
Never had no happiness, never felt no one's caress, just a lonesome bit of humanity born on a Friday, I guess. Blue as anyone can be, clouds are all I ever see. If the sun forgets no one, why don't...
What a voice. Wow.
I know. She's amazing. I'm pretty sure that she had training as an opera singer. And I should mention also that she's a host of Aria Code with WQXR.
Simon, can you tell us about the next song?
So this is one that I'm really excited about. They Might Be Giants joined all of it recently to announce that they were going to put their contribution on Spotify on April 19th, and they'll also be putting it out on a 7-inch vinyl later this year. And their song is Lazy by Irving Berlin. He was a prolific songwriter who did White Christmas, Blue Skies, God Bless America even was Irving Berlin. And he did all of that without ever learning how to write or read music. So this song is also from 1924, which happens to be the year that WNYC was founded, and it's called Lazy.
I see a puppy on a summer's day, a puppy dog at play. My heart is filled with envy, that's why I'm in such a hurry to pass the time away. like that pup. I'm all fed up, and though it's wrong to be, I long to be lazy.
Oh, they're great, too.
And I just want to add that that'll be coming out again on Spotify and other streaming platforms on April 19th. But you can stream both that song and Rhiannon's song exclusively on WNYC's website in the meantime.
That is fantastic. Well, would you remind listeners where they can go to learn more about the project and submit?
Sure. That website is wnyc.org/publicsongproject. And again, you'll find resources for ways to pick a song, places you can record your song, or just get other resources to help you out, and also more instructions on how to get involved and what will become of your song once you send it.
Fantastic. Go ahead. And all I can say to folks is you have until May 12th to submit your contribution, so get recording right now. Right, Simon?
That's right.
Thank you so much for doing this. Simon Close is a producer of WNYC's All of Us. Simon, always great to have you. Come back and see us again soon, please.
Sure thing. Thanks, Michael.